Can't you just imagine the conversations that must have gone on that long walk? Well, we were first to be called, we were that. We're the oldest, we're the youngest. Why can't we be first? Well, at least we can be second. What's that sound like to you? Close. Sounds to me like a family. A bunch of brothers and sisters arguing about whatever. Who gets their picture taken first? Who gets to eat first? Who gets the last piece of chicken? Who gets the big float in the pool? Whatever it is, kids, brothers and sisters especially, who live together all the time, have a tendency to be a little contentious sometimes, wanting to decide who's going to be first, who's going to be next, who's going to be this, who's going to be that, who's the best, who's the, you know, you've all heard it. You've all been there. We've all done that. We've all wanted to think we're special in some way. We want to look at something in our lives and say, because I can do this, that makes me special. Because I can do this, that makes me valuable. Because I am here, that makes me something different, something special, something unique, something wonderful, something... And indeed, we all have those things. But when it comes to the heavenly kingdom, those things which we value in this world are nothing. And so it's not how much we have accomplished. It's not how much we have. It's not how much we make. It's not what we do. It's not who we are. It's how much we care. It's how much we give. It's how much we love. It's how much we give away. It's how much we ignore the value of the earthly things in order to pay attention to the value of divine things. Our church has a motto. It's on the front of your bulletin. You read it lately? Seeking the life and grace as the way of life. What does that mean? What is grace? Phil, what is grace? God's mercy, God's love, God's caring about us. And it says we're seeking that life. Does that mean we're just seeking to soak up God's love? Or does that mean that we're seeking to live in a godly way? Or trying to be more godly, trying to be more Christ-like? We call ourselves Christians. Do we try and live like Christ? Do we try and put heavenly things, divine things, spiritual things ahead of worldly things? Do we try and put other people in front of ourselves? I find that I have to define humility to my clients because they don't know the meaning of the word. They literally may have never heard the word humble. They know about being humiliated. They know that real well. And so I have to start with, well, you know what it's like to be humiliated. You know when somebody puts you down or makes fun of you and makes you feel real small? Oh, yeah, they all know that. No problem there. Got that. Well, what if you do that to yourself? Huh? What if you choose to make yourself small so that other people can be bigger? What if you choose to make yourself last so that other people can go first? What if you choose to make yourself less so that other people can be more? That's not a concept we get very well. What would you think of your football team if they chose to be last in the league? Not very much. We celebrate winning. We celebrate being first. We celebrate being best. We celebrate being toughest. We celebrate being smartest. We celebrate being strongest. We celebrate being most beautiful. But do we celebrate being least? Sometimes we do. When we look at the everyday people and see them doing wondrous things, we think, wow, there's some average Joe, some average person doing something awesome. Did y'all see the paper today? There was pictures of some folks doing stuff with the Alzheimer's Project. See that? I looked at those pictures and I said, I know her. Pastor Nelda Landon from Sardis was right there on the front page of that, was that the local section, I guess? Doing something with the Alzheimer's Project. And I thought, oh yeah, Pastor Nelda, man, she's right in there. Yeah. Most of you don't know her. When her husband died as pastor of Sardis United Methodist Church, there was no one else to take the church, so she stepped up. Was she the best pastor? Was she the best preacher? But she was willing to serve. And serve she did for a number of years. And here she is working with folks who has Alzheimer's, and she's old as dirt. And she's still taking her time to help other people because she cares. Because she understands that love of God is the love that helps you to celebrate the least, the last, and the lost. Amen. Some of us have felt at times like we were the least, the last, and the lost. And someone helped us. Some of us have people in our families who have struggled with things that have left them feeling or acting or being the least and the last and the lost. And someone helped them. There were 30 men here yesterday who I don't doubt at some point in their lives, not so long ago, felt like the least and the last and the lost. And they made a decision to get help. And now people are trying to help them to change their lives, to be better, to do better. See, you can't help the people who are first. They're already first. And no matter how much you cheer, well, it might help them a little bit, certainly encourages them, but how much difference does that make? But when you reach out to someone who has nothing, how much difference does that make? You want to change the life of someone who's struggling, or do you just want to cheer on the ones who are already winning? When the religious leaders of his day asked Jesus why he ate with the sinners and the tax collectors, he said, those who are not sick do not need a doctor. I'm here to heal the sick, to help those who need help, not those who already have everything they need. Are we here to live a life of grace, to be the love of God in the world, to be an example of His love, His caring, His suffering, to make ourselves less so that other people can be more? Or not? See, it says we'll be rewarded according to how much we give, not how much we get. How much we do for others, not how much we have for ourselves. How much we love, how much we care. How much we're willing to humble ourselves, make ourselves small, so that other people can be big. There's a real stupid commercial on TV where there's two women that meet on the street, and one of them says, you look like you've lost weight. And the other one says, no, it's just these big things that I wear. And she's got this huge purse and these huge bracelets and this huge necklace that make me look small. Do we do that? Do we try and surround ourselves with things that will make us look like we're doing good? Or do we really sacrifice, give of ourselves, give of those things that we care about most, so that other people can be better, do better, see better? We're the church. We're God's hands in the world. We're supposed to be a shining city on a hill that other people can see an example of God's love through. If we're not doing His work, we're not doing His will. When we reach out to those in need, when we comfort those who are sick, when we care about those who are unloved and unlovely, then we do His will. Then we do His work. Then we serve His purpose. Then we become like Him. Amen.